Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. And now it's time for Dorothy's List, our series about the books nominated for Vermont's Dorothy Canfield Fisher Children's Book Award. Each month during the school year, we visit with middle grade students reading one of the books nominated for the award. This month, we examine a personal story told in words and pictures by Cece Bell in the book El Defo. VPR's Amy Noyes takes us to Richmond Elementary, where a group of fourth graders have been discussing this graphic memoir.
It's really fun.
Graphic novels are really popular among fourth graders, but El Defo is the first graphic memoir that many of these Richmond Elementary students have read. Cece Bell's life story unfolds across the pages in comic book-style panels. We first meet Cece as an energetic preschooler who loves to wear her polka-dotted bathing suit everywhere. Then we watch her get sick and lose her hearing as speech bubbles fade to blank. Bell was 4 years old when she became deaf. El Defo tells the story of how she learned new ways to interact with the world around her. And it also gives readers some insight into the best ways to interact with people who, like Bell, rely on lip reading to communicate.
How does it feel to see people talking and to not actually hear them?
This is Zoe Rosen, a Richmond fourth grader. We put Zoe's question and questions from her classmates to El Defo's author, Cece Bell.
Well, the truth is, I have been deaf for a long time, for 40 years, and so I'm actually very much used to it. But I wear hearing aids, so most of the time when people speak, there is sound because I can hear them because of my hearing aids. But if you think about watching television without the volume, and you look at the people and you see their mouths move, that's sort of what it looks like. And there's a little bit of what I like to call phantom voices. You get so used to hearing people that when you can't hear them, you can almost imagine yourself hearing them. It's a very strange sensation, but one that I'm very much used to. And it's really not that bad. It's just the way it is for me.
Bell was born able to hear, but she lost her hearing when she got meningitis as a four-year-old. This interested fourth grader Grace Williver.
Do you know how you got sick?
My dad is a doctor, and he kind of thinks that he might have had something on his hands, some germ or something that he simply passed on to me. I discourage him from thinking that because it makes them feel bad. That's one possibility, but the truth is people pick up germs everywhere all the time, and this was just one of those unfortunate coincidences for my parents. But who knows how I got sick.
When it comes time for Cece to start kindergarten, she goes to a school for deaf children. She has a teacher named Dorn who teaches her how to lip read. But when her family moves, Cece has to be in a classroom with students who can hear. Her mom tells her that she'll need to get a new hearing aid, too. Here's author Cece Bell reading from El Defo.
Summer ends. I find out that I will soon start first grade in a new school. Will I be in a class like Doran's class? No, sweetie. They don't have a class like that in your new school. But you'll be going to school with your new neighborhood friends. You're getting a brand new, super powerful, just-for-school hearing aid that will help you hear better. Is it smaller than this one? Well, it's bigger, but you'll hear so much more, and you can wear the little one at home. The neighborhood kids, a bigger aid. Mom walks me to school on the first day. We've been here once before, and I already know where my classroom is, but I'm still scared. I wear my favorite striped shirt, and underneath that shirt, well hidden, I hope, is my brand new, super powerful, just-for-school hearing aid, the Phonic Ear. The Phonic Ear is enormous. It is heavy, and I am totally keeping it hidden.
The Phonic Ear that Cece wears is synced with a microphone the teacher wears like a necklace. Every day, Cece has to walk to the front of the class and give the teacher her microphone, and that makes her feel embarrassed. That led Richmond fourth grader Ronan Pichette to ask this question.
How does it feel when you walk in the door and everyone is staring at you because you're different?
I would imagine that everybody in the whole world has had this experience. Maybe you've come to school and your shirt's on inside out, or maybe you've got leaves in your hair and everybody looks at you. So I think we all know that it's a little bit on the embarrassing side. And for me, it made me always feel very, very hot and sweaty underneath my clothes. Not a good sensation. For me, it felt like every day the kids were looking at me, especially when I first moved to the Salem, Virginia area where I grew up. I was the new kid in this new school, and the kids just weren't used to me yet. So it got old real fast. But I think everybody knows what that feels like. It's not the best feeling in the world.
The phonic ear makes Cece stand out, but it also gives her the ability to do things her classmates can't, like hear what the teacher is up to in the teacher's lounge, or even the bathroom. It's like having a superpower, and she secretly thinks up a superhero name for herself, El Defo.
A funny superpower that nobody knew.
This is fourth grader Ileana Foran. She says her favorite part of the book is...
when she heard the teacher going to the bathroom, I thought that was pretty funny, because you don't usually hear your teachers going to the bathroom.
Fourth grader Abby Elder says she liked the part when Cece has a crush.
I liked when she liked that boy and she went over to his house.
Author Cece Bell says that's her favorite part as well.
My favorite part of the book was, especially when I was working on it, was all the stuff about my very first crush on a boy, Mike Miller. And I really enjoyed depicting myself as the preteen with all these hearts coming out of my head and following this boy around like he was the most beautiful creature on earth. So that was easily my favorite part. I laughed out loud sometimes just remembering the dumb things I did trying to impress this boy.
Richmond student Anna Hoff wants to know,
how did you come up with the idea to write a book about what happened to you?
I had been putting off this story for a long time, and I had been telling a lot of the stories that are featured in the book over the years, and I always got people laughing. I knew it was a good story. And then later, I happened to read Raina Telgemeier's book, Smile, which is a beloved graphic novel for kids, and once I saw that, I realized that the graphic novel format was perfect for my personal story, and I think I was just waiting for the right format to come along.
All the characters in El Defo are depicted as rabbits. Richmond fourth grader Miller Hintz is curious about that choice.
Why did you pick animals instead of humans in your book?
The reason for that is that rabbits have very, very big ears, and they can hear really well. And I was trying to create this visual metaphor of being the only rabbit in an entire school of rabbits whose giant ears were there and visible, but they did not work. They were broken. It was effective to have the ears really long and on top of my head because the cords that were connected to my hearing aid that went more to the sides of my head in real life, to my ears. In the book, those cords go all the way up over my head and are very, very visible, which is closer to how I felt. I felt very conspicuous and like everyone was looking at me. So that kind of fit really well.
And there's another reason.
Also, bunnies are cute, and you can't go wrong with bunny rabbits.
Fourth grader Lucy Cabrera had this question for Belle.
Are all the characters in the book based on real people?
Absolutely. Sometimes I kept the characters' names and sometimes I changed them. Basically, if I was unfair to one of the people in the story, their name got changed. And if I was nice to them, I kept their name. So that's sort of the code. You can tell who's who. But there's a few times where one character is actually sort of a composite of two different people because I didn't want to make the story too confusing. The more people I put in the mix, the harder it would be to understand. So everybody in the book is true. There's just a couple of characters who are sort of a mashup, but they represent real people.
Being different can be hard, and talking about it can take courage. Here's student Aaliyah Pratt.
How does it feel to share your differences?
The one word answer to that question is scary. I was very, very scared to put this book out into the world. I just did not know what the reception would be, and I was also really worried about how other deaf people would experience it when they read it. Would they be offended? Would I possibly cross a line? Because every person and every person who feels different is different, and my experience of deafness is not the next person's experience of deafness.
While sharing one's differences can be hard, sometimes there are great rewards. And for author Cece Bell, those rewards have also included high literary honors for El Defo, including a nomination for Vermont's Dorothy Canfield Fisher Award. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.
The book is El Defo by Cece Bell. Thanks to librarian Beth Redford at Richmond Elementary School.